Fire crews in Port Alberni have a fire in Dry Creek Park under control. The first call about the fire reached the Port Alberni Fire Department at 3:23 p.m., Deputy Fire Chief Travis Cross said. The fire was initially reported to be approximately 15 meters by 30 meters, and quickly expanded to 40 meters by 30 meters. More firefighters were called in to help knock down the blaze. The biggest challenge for the Port Alberni Fire Department was finding the best access to get water on the fire, Cross said. It's smack in the middle of a few different access points, so we had to determine the best place for our hoses. We tried to use water from the creek, but that didn't work, he said. They were able to access a hydrant on the south side of the creek near Argyle Way and bring the hoses to the site from that side. Trucks were positioned at various points, from the 10th Avenue dip between North Park Drive and Dunbar Street, as well as North Park Drive and Anderson Avenue and Argyle Way. Because the fire was located in a heavily wooded area, the BC Wildfire Service was alerted and assistance was provided. Julia Carancy, a fire information officer with the Coastal Fire Center, said an initial attack crew and natural resources officer were dispatched to assist Port Alberni Fire Department. The fire is listed on the BC Wildfire map as being held, meaning it is not expected to grow beyond its perimeter, she said. No structures were threatened by the blaze, a PAFD spokesperson posted on their Facebook page. Port Alberni's fire department has been called out to fires in the same area in the past few years, Cross said. While the cause of Friday's fire was rumored to be an out-of-control campfire, Cross said natural resource officers were still investigating Friday evening. He praised the quick response from the public in reporting the fire. It definitely seems like the community is hyper-vigilant about fires right now. We had many, many calls about it, and people walking into the fire hall to report it. At least we were able to get there very quickly. We feel like there's no risk of spread at this point. We're confident we have it under control. Cross said crews intend to operate until we lose the light. Some members will conduct a fire watch, then another crew will return in the morning to inspect the site for any hot spots. We have a really good fire guard around it. There's no more flame.